Here we are again, Bankside, Shakespeare's Globe on a Saturday evening as part of my late but extended summer season down here at the Globe. Didn't really get going June and July, wasn't around much. Things happening in the flat, now happily, thankfully, all cleared up. And so I had a late push and I got myself to see as many shows as I could. This evening, Much Ado About Nothing. Had to check on the ticket, wasn't quite sure. Bought the tickets in advance, rocked up, and I thought, yeah, I'll have my ticket over and then watch the opening minute or so and see if I can recognise what was going off. Just realised it's the interval and it's Much Ado About Nothing. But it's good. It's a Mexican setting. My Shakespeare knowledge is appalling. I know of Don Pedro as one of the characters in Much Ado. Is it a play that was written to be staged with a Mexican backdrop? But we've got the full Mexican costumes and guitars and trumpets and cigars being smoked. I'm wearing tights. I didn't come here with the tights on, as in Elizabethan tights, thinking I'd get myself ponced up. I'm actually got my cycling tights on, so I don't quite fit the Mexican feel. It was a slow starter, to be honest, when I'd finally worked out what the play was. And I thought, oh, I think mainly because Boudica was so brilliant. I've been to see that a couple of times already this season. But this has really got going. It's rather amazing. So Don Pedro, I am sure the actor is somebody I should know. There's been lots of looks between fellow audience members when he comes up with some of his quips. He has this amazing facial expression. He looks like Lido Guy. Guy back at Brockwell Lido. I don't think it is Lido Guy, but he is a very, very smooth talker. It's good. So it's the interval. The rain has thankfully stayed away, so I got an absolute soaking, hence the tight cycling here. I thought, oh, can I really, really stick this out? A bit chilled. I'm looking out now. I'm in the Globe Yard, and I can see St. Paul's looking beautifully illuminated. I'm excited for the second act because, of course, as ever, I have no idea what's going to go off. I've seen Much Ado many, many times before. I just enjoy the spectacle, to be honest. All good.